We're going to hear from the Bible now, from 2 Timothy. And this is one of the places where it talks about mothers and grandmothers. Thanks, Dawn.
This comes from a letter from Paul to Timothy. Now, Timothy was a young man who was the son of a Jewish mother and a Greek father. And he became a big helper to Paul. And also, he is kind of one of the new Christians, just like we are, who don't come from a strict Jewish background completely. So it makes a very interesting relationship, and Paul was writing his quite personal letter to Timothy. It's in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 3 to 11. Night and day I mention you in my prayers. I'm always grateful for you, as I pray to the God of my ancestors, and I have served with a clear conscience. I remember how you cried, and I want to see you, because that will make me truly happy. I also remember the genuine faith of your mother, Eunice. Your grandmother, Lois, had the same sort of faith, and I'm sure that you have it as well. So I ask you to make full use of the gift that God gave you when I placed my hands on you. Use it well. God's Spirit doesn't make cowards out of us. The Spirit gives us power, love, and self-control. Don't be ashamed to speak for our Lord. And don't be ashamed of me just because I'm in jail for serving him. Use the power that comes from God and join with me in suffering for telling the good news. God saved us and chose us to be his holy people. We did nothing to deserve this, but God planned it because he was so kind. Even before time began, God planned for Christ Jesus to come and show his kindness to us. Now, Christ Jesus has come to show us the kindness of God. Christ, our Saviour, defeated death and brought us good news. It shines like a light and offers life that never ends. My work is to be a preacher, an apostle, and a teacher. And may God bring us a message in that story of Paul and kind of grandchildren. He sort of took him very close. Thank you.
One, two. My name's Paul and my brother's name's Timothy. So it's really interesting that there's some connections whenever we have those sorts of things. I'm going to do something with someone else now. I'm going to invite you to someone else. It's actually a guy called Harry. Harry's one of my good friends. Some people say he's my only friend. Now, it's interesting because I put Harry over here, but he's been moved, and I'm going, who stole Harry? So I had to go and find him, but the fact that he lives in a bin is probably what made people go, how come that's put in the worship service? So I've got a friend. He's a little bit big and scary, so, you know, he's a monster. So, you know, we just got to be a bit careful with Harry. But the other thing is he likes to sleep. And so what we have to do is we have to wake Harry up. So I'm going to say one, two, three, and I'm going to invite you all to yell, wake up, Harry. So do you think you can do that? Okay, two people can do that. So we're going to try that again. Okay, here we go. I'm going to get ready to wake Harry up. Just got to get some things in the right way. Okay, one, two, three. Oh, that's never going to get Harry up. We got to try it again. One, two, three. Harry, I just told everyone that you were big and scary, and now you're scared like a little boy. Oh, I've never been to this place before, Paul. What is this place? Oh, Harry, this is just a church. A church? What's a church? Oh, a church, it's a place where we come and worship God. Oh, but I've never been in a church. What do you do in a church? What sort of things do you do in a church? Anyone know? It wasn't a rhetorical question. Anyone know what you do in a church?
Sing.
Sing? Oh. Oh, I'm pretty good at singing. La, la, la. Okay, maybe we'll do the singing later, Harry. Anything else you do in church?
Read?
Not so good at reading. Yeah, my eyes don't work. Okay, anything else you do in church?
Listen.
Oh, listen? Yeah, I'm really good at giving people things to listen to. And we do all those things, Harry, and we also learn about God. What? Harry, what's wrong now? Oh, I don't know that much about God. Oh, what if I say something wrong? Will all the kids laugh at me? What do you think, kids? Will you laugh at Harry if he says something wrong? No, you wouldn't laugh at Harry. You'd be nice to Harry. Oh, but what if I did something funny? Would they laugh at me then? Well, okay, if you did something funny, Harry, then they're allowed to laugh at you. But what kind of funny thing could you do, Harry? Oh, how about this? Oh, yuck. Oh, Harry, you've got a hairy mouth. Ah, but that was funny. It wasn't very funny. I didn't like it. Say sorry, Harry. Sorry, Harry. Okay, boys and girls, they're only going to laugh at you if you do something funny, not if you say something wrong about God. Oh, but there's something else. Well, what is it, Harry? What if I'm not sure I believe in God? Oh, well, that's fine. Because guess what? What, Harry? Because in this group, we learn about God and we can decide whether we want to believe in him. Oh, that's pretty good. There is one more thing. Okay, what is it, Harry?
I'm a bit embarrassed.
Okay, it's all right. Just tell me. Closer. Okay. Closer. Not that close! Harry, what is it you want to tell me?
Well, what if I've been bad? Well, maybe God doesn't like me.
Oh, what do you think, boys and girls? Could Harry be too bad for God? No, you can't be too naughty for God, Harry. God loves us.
Oh, do you love me too, Paul?
Yeah, of course, Harry.
Oh, but you don't know what I've done.
I'm sure it's not that bad, Harry. I forgive you.
Oh, well, I ate your lunch.
You what? You ate my lunch?
Yeah, and I told people you smell.
Well, I suppose you weren't fibbing.
And I pulled my sister's hair and I didn't clean my room and I ate the toothpaste and I drank the toilet water.
And you just kissed me? Well, Harry, those things, they're not too bad.
Oh, yeah, and I told some people that you stole money.
What?
Yeah, and I scratched your car and I smashed your favourite vase and I ate your favourite undies. Why, Harry, you no-down, low-good puppet, I'll teach you a lesson. But, Paul, you said you love and forgive me.
Yeah, I did, Harry. I'm sorry about hurting you.
You know what, Paul?
What, Harry?
I feel pretty bad about all that stuff I did.
Well, yeah, you did some pretty bad stuff.
But does God still love me?
What do you think, kids? Do you think God still loves Harry? Yeah. God's love is mighty strong love. And you know what else, Harry?
What?
When we are sorry, if we ask, God forgives us for all the bad things we do. He gives us a new start.
Oh, really? How do I ask?
Well, just pray. Okay, copy me. Okay, you ready, Harry?
Okay.
You do this. Dear God, I'm sorry for all the bad things I did.
I'm sorry for all the bad things I did to Paul.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, wow. Oh, I feel a whole lot better already. Oh, I like being part of this church. Oh, what a great place to be.
Yeah, it is good, Harry. We learn about God, we learn about his love, and we can get his forgiveness. But you know what, Harry?
What?
It's time for you to go now. Ah, oh, don't worry, you can probably come back after the service. So, say bye, Harry.
Bye, Harry.
No, no, no.
Bye.
You say bye, everyone.
Ah, bye, everyone.
Bye. Just one last thing before you go, Harry.
Yeah?
What am I going to do for lunch? That's Harry. I'm just interested in that Bible reading because Harry and my stories haven't been anything about grandparents. But it's one of these really interesting things that you have grandparents, and when you're little, I had a grandparent. He had a really dry sense of humor, my grandfather on one side. And so we would, as little kids, talk to him, and because he had a dry sense of humor, he would say these jokes. And we thought he was, but he was just telling jokes and we just didn't get it. And so as a little kid, we're like, oh man, granddad's so scary. We didn't realize that was actually his joke. And as we grew up, we moved away. And so I didn't see my grandparents a lot. We moved to the Northern Territory. And then as we got older, I thought, how do I reconnect to my grandparents? And one of the things that we had in common was our faith. My grandparents had strong faith and it was brought down to our family. And so one of these times I sat down with my granddad, now, you know, almost 20 years older, probably 15 years older, and I thought, I'm going to reconnect with my granddad about faith. And so I said, oh, you know, I'm part of the church and I help run youth group. And my granddad's like, oh, that's really good, because he'd been seeing the church in decline where he was in Melbourne. And he said, what sort of things do you do at youth group? And I thought, this will be really good. I'll tell him about the wonderful fun things we did at youth group. And that youth group, we'd had a big food night where we'd got all this food and just done all these crazy games and had a food fight and did all sorts of things. And if you know, my granddad grew up in the Great Depression. And so for him, you never wasted food. And so here I am trying to connect with my granddad about youth group and faith and telling him how we wasted all this food. And he's going, I'm not very happy about that. And I'm going, oh, man. Anyway, one of the things I want to say is that the older I've got, the more I've appreciated my grandparents and the faith heritage they had. My wife comes from a family as well who their grandparents were Christians, and it's been passed down. And we look at so many people and we think we have lived such blessed lives. We've not had a whole lot of trauma and tragedy happen. I'm reading a book at the moment on trauma and how it impacts families. And of course, we've all had our little bits, but nowadays they say, I think is it one in four teachers? And a teacher's a pretty mainstream job. One in four teachers are suffering from trauma. And that's before you look at their kids. And my wife and I look at each other and think we're pretty well put together people and we're pretty well put together family. We don't take credit for that. We realize our parents and our grandparents, the faith they had, the faith that they followed and lived and prayed for their children and us, makes a whole lot of difference. And I want to tell you that as grandparents and parents, is the faith that you have is a heritage from the Lord, and it makes a lot of difference. And that was what Paul was saying to Timothy in that. I know your grandparents, your grandmother, and what a heritage that has been. So there's something for you to think about on Grandparents' Day. Can I pray for us? Lord God, it's good to be able to celebrate, as we heard from our speakers, the joys of those distant by year relationships between grandchildren and grandparents, but closeness by heart. We celebrate that today. Even if we don't have grandchildren, we can be grandparents to others. We can have that same heart. And I pray that as grandparents, we might continue to lift up our children and our grandchildren to you. Thank you for that heritage that is passed on generation to generation. We pray for more of it. And maybe we pray with Harry, if we've not quite lived up to that, we'll pray those prayers of faith, know that you give us a new beginning. In Jesus' name, amen.